Welcome to the Good Work Show, where we highlight the good that makes Atlanta work. To learn more about the show and how your company can tell their story, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Good Work Show. Now, please welcome the hosts of the Good Work Show, Elaine Armstrong and Trenise Lyons.
Audience, welcome to this week's Good Work Show.
Hello.
It's a good day today. It's a thumbs up day, apparently.
It's a good day today.
It's an off-camera joke that you couldn't see.
Not to be confused with an off-color joke.
Definitely not.
Exactly.
Off-camera joke.
So those generally could go in that direction.
This was just thumbs up. That's all I was laughing at was thumbs up. Anyway, yes, we're glad to be here with you on another Sunday. It is going to be a good show because we've got some friends coming from United Way who are going to be on the show. And we know a lot about United Way.
We do.
I have more United Way t-shirts than any other t-shirts in my
house. That is so true. And the funny thing is, the United Way t-shirts, they're good shirts. Yeah. I'm good for throwing away t-shirts. I'll get rid of them. I don't really hold on to them. But then I have like this one drawer of the shirt, and especially those Christmas ones, they're so soft. I don't know where they get their shirts from, but that's not a reason to support the United Way to get a t-shirt. But if you're looking for a very basic reason, they give you good t-shirts.
I think I probably have 20.
I don't have that many.
Yeah, I have like white, black, gray, navy.
You should have a red and a green
one. I have a red and a green one.
This year we have a long sleeve one.
And the long sleeve gray one.
Yeah.
I have a lot of them. But it's just this collection. And I have a United Way hat.
That's an odd thing to collect, but okay.
Someone. Yeah. A lot of people can't have United Way hats. I know.
I will say they are good about creating elusive swag.
Well, they have a whole store.
Yeah.
So I have family members and friends who work at various United Ways across the country. But they have a whole United Way store. They have all the stuff you can get. I mean, I guess Goodwill has that too, but they have some really good stuff on their store.
Yeah. They're good at having the, because then you see somebody with like.
Yeah. That's why I got the hat, because I'd never seen the hat.
Yeah. So you're I kind of need that. But
to match the shirt.
United Way was.
It's a whole mood.
Some pants.
I should get some pants
that say United Way down the side.
I would definitely wear that.
I actually really would. So United Way.
I just want mine to say Live United, because everything else says Live United.
Well,
so
that's what I
mean.
It doesn't say United. You know what I meant.
No, I didn't. I thought you meant in United Way.
No, you're right. It should say Live United.
Yeah.
But yeah, United Way was one, after coming to Atlanta and coming to Goodwill, United Way was one of the first other organizations that I was introduced to. So I've kind of, I don't know, just really jumped feet first into United Way of Greater Atlanta. So really excited to have Sarah come in and join us today to talk about.
Sarah Fleeman, she's the director of B2B marketing.
Yeah, so we'll have another marketing person here today. Right. But talking about the good work that they do, and some different and fun ways that you can support their efforts here in the coming months. So there's some stuff that's coming up that's traditional and some stuff that's a little untraditional, but all in good fun and for a good cause. So excited to talk to Sarah about that.
So how do you determine when you need to use un versus not or non?
Untraditional versus non-traditional?
Yeah. What is the grammar thing for that?
I think of untraditional as like if I'm doing something. To me, untraditional is kind of like a people related.
But I'm just talking about un and non or not. Period.
I know, but I'm thinking about like
I
in my
like
head,
a
how
role
would I,
that,
there
to
probably
this.
Is. In my own head, I think about like non-traditional to me is like when you're describing a thing, like that's a non-traditional activity. That's a non-traditional.
But traditional
whatever.
I know.
I'm not saying it's right
all the time.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying this is how it works.
I know,
in
but
my
how
head.
Do you not use?
But I would say untraditional is like, oh, this person. I don't know, because both of.
That's what I'm saying. They're both adjective. Like, it's an adjective all the time.
I know, but I think of untraditional as it relates to people.
So untraditional is about people.
In my head, I think that's how I use it. Like, when I flip-flop, but I would say non-traditional is, like, a thing. Like, that's a
non- I don't think I use untraditional. I think I always say non-traditional or not traditional. I don't think I ever use the un.
We'll have to. Generally, somebody.
There's some grammar rule to this.
I mean,
we
usually
need to have a grammarian on the
show. Somebody back here would be looking, but nobody's. Okay.
Un is reversing and non is no.
Oh, so you're changing the tradition.
You're going it back.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that makes sense, but did you look that up?
I mean, there's
just made up.
There's other people that are in this room that you can't see or hear from that has the opportunity to look up for this information, and they're just letting us flounder. And we appreciate all of them. Very, very much.
Yeah. Somebody write into the show. Just please. Tag us on social media.
Or we could use them as like, you all have laptops. I think that was my explosion at work last week.
Yes.
I'm asking a question. I'm like, what's the, everybody in this room has a laptop. Can somebody look?
They did.
So anyway, so there's that.
Yes. And then Chris Smith is going to come on later in the show, by the way. And he's from C.B. Smith & Associates, CPA firm. But he's a really connected guy. So he serves on a couple of boards for some organizations in Forsyth County. And we're going to learn about what those organizations do, how they're helping with families who are facing domestic violence, and learn a little bit about financial abuse.
Yeah, because
a lot different. Well, it's related to, but yeah. It's not what you usually think of when you hear that people are victims of domestic abuse. Violence.
And so it'll make more sense that we're talking to a CPA.
Yes.
When we're
yeah.
And somebody who's dealing with money matters. And I'm glad that he's going to be on to talk about this, because we hear, you know, you hear about domestic violence and those kinds of things. And, you know, people insensitive question or truly curious, well, why don't people just leave? Well, the financial aspect of that is a huge part of why people just don't leave. So,
and it's a psychological thing.
Absolutely. And that's, I mean, all of those things. But one of the components to that is that if somebody may just be like, yeah, I hear you, but if I leave, I've got nowhere to go. I've got no resources. I have zero opportunities. I have zero credit. I have, you
or
know,
they threaten you with
all of those things.
So you can weaponize that stuff. So
yeah, so
that is, so we're,
it's
Chris
real.
Is going to be on the show, and we're going to definitely talk about that. Talk about a lot of United Way stuff. And at some point we'll figure out the non versus
or not.
The
Cause
nobody's still,
nobody's no one. So we just don't know the answer.
It's not meant to be known.
Maybe there is no answer.
I kind of feel like there got to be an answer, though.
I'm sure there is.
Where's Grammar Girl when you need her?
I mean, I'm sure she's at Google with all the other answers to everything else in the world. Though I
is she connected to Google?
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about.
Grammar Girl.
I'm sorry.
Right, Rashad? Like, you don't know?
Oh, so now you're paying attention? Now you've got... So Rashad... Our, you know, fearless.
He was on
digital.
Before. Rashad
you
was
on.
Come on again. Would you like?
He's
to come
like, no, I don't know that I want to come
he's
around.
Got hold on.
Are you?
Did no one caught that?
Wanna,
you didn't get that. Oh my gosh!
You're gonna want.
He said he was gonna be Wizard Kelly. I love
point,
it.
Rashad,
no, he's being Wizard Kelly.
I don't understand what.
Oh
that
my
means.
Gosh! Again,
I
with
don't.
The references.
I don't know what that means.
Trinise, you got to keep up. He's Wizard Kelly.
You repeating his name doesn't help. I'm like, I
don't did you ever watch The Proud Family?
No.
Okay, well then,
so
you
there
are
we
just
go.
Behind the
looks
eight
like
ball.
I need to get Disney Plus. And
yes, you do.
He's
it
like
is on there. Wizard Kelly is.
The, it's like the opposite of what was the guy from Home Improvement? Wilson. Was it Wilson? No.
You took got the guy on the fence.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Anyway, just so you know, Rashad had on all... That's why I wanted you to come over here.
Well, we really don't actually need to see your face for that.
But yeah, okay, well. But he is wearing head-to-toe Goodwill. Look at this fashion right here. This is fantastic.
So speaking of...
Wait a minute, you didn't say his fashion was great.
No, it is great. It's fantastic. Love
okay.
it. And there's
you no, changed the subject really fast.
No, I'm just saying
his
that
fashion
everything...
was fantastic. You're like, moving on. That's the good way to say I don't like that
no,
outfit.
No, what I was going to move on to was that knowing that you can get all... I was going to say that it was actually really good.
Okay.
And that because it's all at Goodwill. So I feel like we talk a lot about women's fashion finds,
but the men's fashion was great.
But to me, I think that the men clean up a lot easier.
Yes.
At our stores than.
Well, here's the deal.
Women.
Men don't cycle their clothes that often. So they have really, and they pay more for their stuff yes. in general. So it's better quality. And then when they do give it away, it's probably not worn in as much because women wear right. their clothes a whole lot. So you can get stuff that's not that worn, except for shoes. Men beat up shoes. So
that is true.
That's, but other than that,
and men's fashion really to me holds. So
yeah.
like everything Rashad is wearing, like I could see that tie being somebody wearing that to
it
like
was
a bank
the odd
in,
couple.
But I could see them wearing like that to a bank in the 80s, but it doesn't
No, that
look,
was in the 60s.
Okay, that too. But
it is timeless.
What's the brand on that tie, Rashad? Yeah, yes. That was the 60s. Adolfo, yeah, that could have been. But it does not look out of place here in 2020.
He's wearing it well.
Well.
Yes.
And I like the way that you pulled the blue through in
oh,
the jacket.
Don't try to hype up his outfit now. You
First
didn't
of all,
you didn't even like his outfit.
I tell Rashad like every day, oh, your outfit's cute.
It's cute?
I do. It is cute.
Well, anyways.
I tell Rashad
yeah,
that every
so
day.
You can at 65 stores across North
Soon
Georgia.
Soon to be 67.
Yes, that's right. You can purchase
like,
Goodwill
Days
items.
Away from being 67.
Some days, yes.
Not a whole bunch of days.
Not a whole bunch, but
a few.
We have the unconfirmed number of days.
Right.
that Less you can than, buy things for. I bet you that whole outfit probably costs, what, $30 maybe.
Not even. The jacket is what, $9.99?
$5,
oh, $5
for the jacket?
$2.99 for the tie.
What?
How is the shirt more than the jacket?
Color of the week.
What about the pants?
Okay. Ah, so he brought his own pants to the party.
That's okay.
And then he had the top
hat. His top hat. But your top hat, what is that? $5, $11, $3, less than $15.
And you can be styling
like Rashad.
Anyway, after the break, we are going to have, but in the radio, in the podcast, listeners have no idea
what we're talking about. But you
tweed
should go on
jacket.
Go
nice
on social media.
And, like gingham like striped shirt.
We'll anyway, post a picture nice. on social so yes. you can see what we're talking about. So we'll
come back
see
after
the break.
Sarah Fleeman, United Way of Greater Atlanta. You're listening to The Good Work Show. Audience, welcome back to The Good Work Show. We are sitting here with Sarah Fleeman, who is the Director of B2B Marketing for United Way of Greater Atlanta. Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So first of all, we don't have that many marketing people on here. So let me just say thank you for coming
of
on the
course.
Show.
Thank you.
Like we, you know, we're in the marketing team at Goodwill, but we have executive directors on, sometimes development folks. We don't get a lot of the marketing people, so I'm excited.
So this should be
so,
really
yes,
great.
It should be fun.
This will be the
so
best interview
yes.
we ever do.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, everybody's probably heard of United Way. I'm sure so many people are giving to the United Way in one form or another, have experienced it, but let's just give it a little education because a lot of people think they know about mm-hmm. United Way, but they really don't know. Sure. So let's start from the beginning. Tell us about United Way and the mission.
Sure. So United Way of Greater Atlanta is the largest United Way in the United States. United Way Worldwide has United Ways throughout the world. Here in Greater Atlanta, we are concentrated and focused on child well-being in Greater Atlanta. So what that means is when the children are thriving, the communities are thriving. And we have identified different measures that within our child well-being index that help us identify the areas of Greater Atlanta that need our help the most. And that is where we are working with the partners in those neighborhoods to put the resources where they're needed. And so our child well-being movement, the goal is to increase and improve the well-being of children, 250,000 children by 2027.
Yeah.
We're making progress.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
And every time we hear these numbers, it, mm-hmm. the progress that you guys have made in such a short, I will say we, because I feel like I give a lot of time, effort, and money to United Way, so I'm just going to mm-hmm. take ownership of the success.
You are we, absolutely.
I am the
You're
we.
Part of it.
It's always so encouraging, but, you know, to see the strides that are happening. And I think it's important for people to understand this index and how rich the data is mm-hmm. and what you guys are looking at. It's not just kind of this fluffy thing that says, we're going to make children happy. It's like zip code by zip code with very specific mm-hmm. measures and in like, you know, how are the kids performing at the third grade level and how, mm-hmm. and we've talked on this show a lot about that third grade reading level, that mm-hmm. third grade math level, you know, did your parents graduate from high school, affordable housing, which we've talked mm-hmm. about repeatedly, poverty, all those kinds of yes. things feed into that index. So I think it's really important that folks understand kind of the scientific mm-hmm. nature of what makes it up.
Yes, and we use the data from Atlanta Regional Commission and mm-hmm. the census, and we have a great partner with McKinsey who actually crunches the numbers and develops the numbers for us. And our child well-being heat map, which is on our website, mm-hmm. is a great tool where you can enter in your zip code, and it drills down how well you're doing in different areas in your zip code.
And I think yeah. a lot of people will be very surprised what they find in their backyard. Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of people assume, like, I see my subdivision, my neighborhood, and they think, oh, we're all good. But when they start looking at those numbers, it's an eye-opener.
And it mm-hmm. might not be your exact street, but maybe yeah. it's a street over.
That's right.
And, you know, that's very common.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about the number. Do you know that, because I think we've heard the number, and over the past, what, year or two, there's been a really good increase in the number, but I think we should sure. give some perspective to that.
In 2017, it was 58.9, which mm-hmm. is a failing grade. Mm-hmm. We increased to 61.8 last year. Yes. So we're making strides.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's an average collective. So you might go to some areas where it's 70,
yes.
and you may go to some where it's, you know, high 40s.
We have a great tool that is... We can share it externally, but it's you can actually go in there and enter in your zip code, and it drills down the score for each item, for each measure. So mm-hmm. third grade reading, you know, birth rates, that sort of thing. So you may be really high in one area, but very right. low in the other, mm-hmm. and that's just lets us even drill down further.
Yeah,
and I think that lots affordable housing piece that we've talked about yeah. on here, you know, drives a lot. And it can see how that's impacting mm-hmm. kids and stuff in different neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's yep. We have programs that address student mobility, because if you can't afford to live in a home for, you know,
that's right.
longer than 2 months, you're going to the next home that's offering mm-hmm. a free rent for the month mm-hmm. and you're going to a new school. So there are a lot of different programs that we're addressing with those measures.
That's right. And you also have 211, so I don't think we can... especially for United Way of Greater Atlanta, we can't separate this United Way from 211 because it's the home of it.
211's a home. Yeah. We actually just celebrated, we're celebrating a birthday soon. Yesterday was 211 day.
Nice.
And
it was.
We do so, so many, I think yesterday we talked about there are there are going to be 10 different ways people can get in touch with 211.
Fantastic.
So we're launching a new chatbot very soon, so that will be a fun thing for another way for people to get in touch with us, in addition to email and phone and mail and those traditional methods.
So for those people who don't know what 211 is, you need to know. So so tell them sir.
Tell the people.
So 211 is a great service that you can use for a variety of things, from how I can get free tax prep to I need a place to live, I can't afford to feed my family. And We help a lot of people with mortgage and rent assistance. Mm-hmm. We help people find temporary and then more stable housing through this. It sometimes just, you know, someone has a bad month. They may lose their job and they just need Christmas presents for their children. And that's where 211 steps in. And that's where all of our neighborhood agency partners are coming in together to really to help these people. There's a large... array of things people are calling in for. I see that utility assistance is very mm-hmm. popular, mm-hmm. and people don't realize that, you know, if you miss your electric bill, you're at risk of losing your, you know, your home too.
That's right.
And you're yeah. making compromises. You're not feeding your child because you need to pay for electric, and that's not, you can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes. Yeah, so just pick up your phone or text or email, but you just 211. It's literally yeah, like, so you easy. Know,
like
not 911, but 211.
Or 411. Yes. People still use 411?
I'm not sure if it exists.
I have no idea.
Anyway. But you or 511, which is
I use 511,
which is the traffic.
I do that.
Yes, but yes, 211, super easy. Run right out of Atlanta and United Way of Greater Atlanta, but accessible for other people who are outside the Atlanta market.
Yes, and we're in different markets across the United States. 211 is.
Yes, yeah.
Not in every market, but most markets.
Yeah, fantastic.
And right now, there's a special code for 211. You can text 211 and find out where you can get free text prep through VITA. Mm-hmm. And there are just different things, options you'll get when you text 211. So you can see the different things that are available.
And I think I'm glad that you said that about mm-hmm. the tax prep because it is tax season.
Yes.
And folks may think 211 may not, my problem isn't big enough for 211. Mm-hmm. Could be an issue. But VITA goes up to $55,000.
$56,000.
So if that's your income level mm-hmm. and you're thinking, okay, I want some help to do my taxes, this is a resource that you can
not just help free tax prep.
Going through the website
you're spending like $100 to $500 otherwise.
Yeah, yes. or
trying to do it on your own, which
I do.
I personally just can't do it.
It's not the
it's
best
scary
idea,
to me. Yeah. Like I'm not the numbers. I need some help.
I the one time I did pay to get my taxes done was the only year. Well, never mind. Anyway, so if you need, if you want that assistance, that's available too, and you can get connected with those resources mm-hmm. through 211 as well. So I think, mm-hmm. All of those things is important to bring up for people to talk about what United Way is doing. But I also want to make sure that we have, when we will have time, we have plenty of time to talk about the ways that people can support your efforts. Mm-hmm. And I think Goodwill of North Georgia has had a very long and fruitful relationship with United Way. I think since our organization has existed, which is...
I'm just going to say yes on that.
90-some-odd years.
I wasn't here to validate that, but sure. So I've been told
yeah. that since our inception over 90 years ago, we've kind of been tracking along with United mm-hmm. Way and, participating and supporting. I'm proud to kind of spearhead our giving campaign for United mm-hmm. Way within okay. Goodwill and get people on board. We're proud of the fact that I'm just going to brag because we're the largest nonprofit giver.
Really? That's
impressive. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. We're, for like eight, I don't know how time. Many years That's in a row. Great.
Yes.
I said eight, but it's probably eight. I haven't validated that either.
We have no idea.
This is the part where I don't validate. I just say things.
We'll just say okay. things. It's been at least five.
It's been at least five though.
It's been yes. at least five that we've been the largest nonprofit contributor. So we're really, yes. And
we are a partner. So when yeah. you dial when you not 911,
don't
when you
dial 911,
dial 211, and
do not dial 911 say I need help with my taxes.
No, that would be bad. But really if you dial 211 and you are looking for an organization that can help you with job training or job placement, you might get referred back mm-hmm. to Goodwill because yeah. we are one of the partner agencies for United Way, and we thank United Way. We not only support through our employee giving campaign back to United Way, but United Way is also a funding partner for us mm-hmm. in some of our programs, particularly for our micro entrepreneurship program. So yes, we have good ties with United Way for sure.
And we're proud of that. So there are a number of ways that people can support United Way mm-hmm. and there's lots also recognition and all kinds of things that happen when you do have that kind of support. So we have about a minute or so left before we have to take a break. But when we come back on the other side, I want to talk about some of those affinity groups and some of those things. So say you're just a purely selfish person and you're like, well, I want to give some money because it'll help me with my taxes and I can have some personal benefits from it. United Way is really one of those really great answers to both of those needs, and you're doing good, but maybe that's not your motivator.
You said you're selfish. So.
You're selfish. So
I don't think selfish people just say I'm going to give money
unless you want a tax break.
There are other ways.
Well, there's that too. That's true.
So I don't think. Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Anywho, so real quick, give us your website, and then we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more.
UnitedWayAtlanta.org.
All right. UnitedWayAtlanta.org. So we're talking with Sarah Fleeman, who is the director of B2B marketing for United Way of Greater Atlanta. Stick with us. We're going to come back with a little bit more of the Good Work Show. audience, welcome back to the Good Work Show. We have been chatting with Sarah Fleeman, who is the director of B2B marketing for United Way of Greater Atlanta. Spent the first segment talking about United Way, learning a little bit about what they do, gave you all the information about 211. Well, at least not all the information, but what we knew.
Right. What we knew to be true.
Sarah probably knows a lot more about 211 than we do.
We said the highlights.
We hit the highlights. That's right. And so just a reminder, if you are in need of anything that is going to help you with the things that you need or community resources, call 211 because you never know. They'll refer you to whatever the resource is. You said nine ways
to communicate with 211. We're going on 10 with a new chatbot.
That is fantastic. So, I mean, that's like everything from a phone call to a text message to an email to a smoke signal. I don't know.
Social media. we have letters that come in. Yeah. So, yeah, there are tons of different ways.
Letters.
We have our transition programs. Yeah.
I know, but I'm just thinking like with a stamp.
Snail mail.
How else are you going to mail it?
I don't know, but
I think you have to have a stamp these days.
I'm just like, wow, a letter.
Yeah. Some people still mail stuff.
Well, if you're incarcerated.
Absolutely.
Thank you cards.
Yes. Or thank you cards.
That's right.
That I do send in the mail.
Yes.
With a stamp.
I would hope so.
Yes, because if not, it's not getting there.
No, thank you. Okay, so Sarah, back about United Way. So we talked about the Child Wellbeing Index and some of the measures. There are 14, I believe, that kind of make up that score. So lots of different things. But before we took a break, we were talking about lots of ways for people to get involved. And United Way they're doing so much work supporting so many other nonprofits, but it takes a lot of funds to do that. And so there are needs for United Way to continue to fundraise, to continue doing the work that they're doing. So talk to us about the ways that people can plug in and some of the fundraisers that you have, because there's quite a few that are coming up, and they're all year long.
Yes, we have events all year round. So we have different affinity groups for different groups, different interest groups, ages. So if you're either in a workplace that has United Way campaigns or outside the workplace, and you want to give back and meet others with similar, you know, interests and likes and desires as you, there's a great opportunity to do that. And your the link is our under 30s or 30 and under, and then YPL or Young Professional Leaders is 40 and under, and then we have Coal Society, which is just a giving amounts, and then we have a couple of other higher giving affinity groups. One of our most popular ones is African American Partnership, and they always have amazing events every year. Mm-hmm. There's an event coming up on February 29th. It's a luncheon, so please take a look at our website for that. And we also have a really strong women's group through our Coal Society and Tocqueville Society, and our women's leadership breakfast is always really great too. And then we have our YPL, which is our YPL gala coming up in May, and our we have so many different events. I definitely, if you're interested, go to our website unitedwayatlanta.org and events, and you'll see everything we have going on.
And I think it's one of those things where it's kind of easy to be able to do this. Mm-hmm. So like I said, I do this for Goodwill. It's like, I don't know, $20, $30 a pay period, you know, that you're doing if you do it through your employee gift or that kind of stuff. You have employee giving campaign. And then all of a sudden you find yourself, I'm like, oh, I'm eligible for this. And then you can go to these events. And my thing is going not just to the events, but I also love the opportunities to volunteer. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I think is really great that United Way just is really good at, is creating opportunities for people to literally go get their hands dirty in the community and participate. Elaine and I have been doing the free bikes for kids.
I did bikes for kids once.
Oh, that's right.
I missed out on the gift wrapping thing because that's my favorite one.
Right.
The holiday gift wrap thing. So wrapping the gifts for those who are victims of human trafficking. And Delta usually has a big part in that. So shout out to your partners at Delta for doing
that.
Delta
does a lot of volunteer work with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And then I do the free, personally, I do. I forgot that you hadn't been coming with me to that. But yeah, doing, you know, working with that organization and doing the bike giveaways for Christmas. But then also you guys do a lot for MLK Day of Service. Mm-hmm. And then just throughout the year, having a lot of ways that people can personally connect with the community. And I think that is one of the, you know, aside from everything else, it's just mm-hmm. one of the greatest benefits that people get to learn about different organizations, see the work that they're doing, and then have an opportunity to personally tie themselves mm-hmm. to it.
And it's something that people don't know, that we do so much volunteerism. We have mm-hmm. a fantastic volunteer department, and we're not only doing community events, but also corporate events. So we work with large companies that want, or and small companies that just want to get their employees engaged and out there doing things to help our community improve.
So you do have something else coming up. So interestingly enough, you have some people who are going to go off the side of a building. So tell us a little bit about that, because I saw it and I was like, yes, this is something that I want to do. So I have to figure out how we can make that work.
So it's called Over the Edge, and it's a Canadian company that has been doing this for years, helping nonprofits like United Way of Greater Atlanta fundraise by having rappellers, people that are going to rappel off the side of the building, raise money for their cause. Special Olympics of Georgia has done it in Atlanta at least a couple of times. And besides them, I'm not really sure the other organizations that have done it here. But we have in the past known that they did it off this building that we're using. Mm-hmm. So
what building is it?
Our old building, 100 Edgewood, okay. The old Woodruff mm-hmm. Service Center, Volunteer Service Center.
I just needed to know in my head as I try to mentally prepare for this.
So, it's 17 stories mm-hmm. On the corner of Edgewood and Peachtree Center Avenue in downtown. Mm-hmm. So it's very safe. Mm-hmm. 76 rappellers will go down on April 29th between 9 and 5. We'll have a ground party on the floor, food, music, games. And right now we're seeking rappellers. We have some people already committed, our CEO, Milton Little, our CIO, our CMO, and we have our affinity groups have someone representing from YPL, mm-hmm. someone from Link. We have some football players that are interested, retired football players that we made friends with last year.
I can't imagine that the NFL is going to let that. I don't think that fits in your contract.
Yeah. We made friends last year at our Super Bowl experience exhibit, and I reached out to some players, and they're interested. So, they're like ex-Falcons players, which are, it's fun for them. And, We are looking for sponsors, which is a low cost of entry. Most of our events have a little bit higher cost of entry. It's $2,500 at our lowest cost for sponsorship, and includes one rappel spot. So it's a pretty good deal, and you get lots of exposure. And we're also looking for volunteers for the ground party, for the registration. There's even going to be a volunteer that walks people, takes them to the elevator to the rooftop. Mm-hmm. We need rote volunteers, which are people that the experience is not required, but I really would love.
Highly encouraged. Highly encouraged.
I would appreciate if the volunteers would that have anything would to do too. With the ropes.
Unless you're a ropes master, then yes, I do want you on the ropes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I want anybody touching the ropes. I want you to be
having some experience.
Yeah.
So we've been talking to rock climbing gyms.
Yes.
And okay. People that great. Have. Firemen apparently have like
yes, they do. Yes. Because they go down. That's part of the training. So, I learned that.
And they have a good shift off. So hopefully we can get in touch with firemen that are interested in helping us out. So we have 12 spots open for that position. And they all get to rappel down the building and help people, be safe. And it's really, it'll be fun. I think that's going to be the most fun job if you have the experience doing that.
Yeah. Are you going?
I'm not going to go down.
No. Not this time. Not but this your time. CMO is
going
to go.
So. Yeah, she's going down.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Liz Ward's going down.
Cool. And shout out to Sarah C, by the way. She's your CIO. Sarah C. She's my Leadership Atlanta classmate. I love Sarah.
She's already raised money for it too.
Knowing Sarah, I know that she already has. She's wonderful. So,
Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, so what else? So tell us more about United Way, something that we haven't
Well, the
asked.
Other one thing I wanted to make sure that, because we kind of glossed over a little bit, we're talking about YPL, is at the gala, the name just flew out of my head. I just literally got an email saying, tickets are available. So
in May.
Yes. Yeah. So that's available as well.
So that's actually the same week as this, later in the week. And we actually have a sponsorship level that if you, that our highest sponsorship level, we actually are also a YPL sponsor as well if you go in at 15,000.
Okay. So, all right. That's that's a good amount for somebody who's looking for both. You get to do both.
And I will, that is my favorite hands down fundraiser event that I go to every year.
Time. Mm-hmm.
It is the best. So
it's great networking. You know, all the law firms are there and all types of just people from great organizations.
It's a good CNBC crowd. So you might want to think about doing that one too. And if you're not into throwing yourself off the side of a building downtown Atlanta. So there's that.
And we also, so you can choose a rappel, but you can also raise money to toss your boss.
Oh, okay.
So people can raise money
without the rope or with the rope? Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
And we're also having an option to be grounded because you're too grounded to go over that.
Oh.
So
how much do you have to pay to be grounded?
It's still the same.
Yeah.
Fundraising.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like
you should have to pay a little bit extra to be grounded. Like you should raise it and then an
you
additional
have to throw
500.
In, yeah.
To be able not to do it.
Because then you delegate.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Right. So. Yeah.
Okay. So we've got just a couple seconds left. Anything else that we should know about United Way?
Well, we'll say Forever the Edge to learn more on our website. It's unitedwayatlanta.org/overtheedge.
Okay.
Okay.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Sarah, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And talking to us about United Way, sharing with the audience. So again, check out their website. Of course, they're on all the social media. Mm-hmm. Check out some of the events because there's lots of opportunities for you to plug in, and then really just make it easy on yourself and just do your, your giving through your paycheck. It's super easy to do that for United Way. You'll be supporting them and in turn supporting others in your community, but also some of your favorite nonprofits too. So anyway, so thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Absolutely.
You're listening to The Good Work Show. Audience, welcome back to The Good Work Show. We are on the line with Chris Smith, who is the owner and CPA for CB Smith & Associates. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us all about CB Smith & Associates and what you do for the community.
Yes, we're a Georgia-based CPA firm. We got offices in Cumming, Macon, and in the Lake Oconee area. And we provide financial advisory, business advisory services to our clients. And of course, we're extremely busy this time of year with tax preparation, tax planning services that we're providing to our clients and their businesses throughout the year. We like to tout that we provide big firm expertise with a small town feel.
That's fantastic, and thanks for taking this time, because we know this is your high season, so I imagine every minute is accounted for, no pun intended.
Yes, I've walked off my office right now.
Okay. Right. So talk to us a little bit about, you sit on the board of directors for the Forsyth Family Haven, so tell us a little bit about the organization and what they're actually doing in the community.
Oh, it's a great organization. I think it's been in the community for, they're coming up on 30 years at this point in time. They provide a vital service to folks in the North Fulton, Forsyth County, Dawson, Cherokee County, even Hall County a little bit. That's their kind of the service area. And they're a domestic violence shelter. But more importantly than that, they're very focused in on education about domestic violence. Educating our children about domestic violence and how it can really turn into a cancer in our society. And so it's an organization that really focuses in that area to hopefully at one point in time have a goal of not having the need for a shelter. But in the meantime, they do provide a shelter for victims of domestic violence and their children and help them hopefully turn their lives around.
Yeah, that's great work, and definitely so glad that Forsyth Community Family Haven is doing that work. And you talk about domestic violence, but there's also different forms of domestic violence, and you being sort of in the financial space, tell us about financial abuse, because I think that's one, when you hear domestic violence, you don't normally think about that. You know, most people think about physical violence or maybe even verbal abuse, mm-hmm. but you probably don't think as much about financial abuse, and that's a huge issue when we talk about domestic violence.
Absolutely, it is. It's a situation in which you know, there may be a dominant spouse in the family, and it doesn't. And I say spouse on purpose. It could be male or female that holds on to the purse strings inside a family, and really kind of has a controlling factor from that standpoint. You know, you're going to do what I tell you to do, and if you don't, I'm going to kick you out. And you have no food, you have no money, you're helpless. And ultimately, that's the psychological aspect of that. And many people don't think about that. It, you know, what hits the news is the beatings or the deaths. Mm-hmm. But there is a certain segment of our society in which you know, individuals feel helpless because. They've never learned those skills that are required for financial independence. And it is a critical aspect of what we're seeing in our society today.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, linking those two things together, whether it is, you know, the physical abuse or emotional abuse, and we hear that, you know, statistics about the number of times that people try to leave or they do leave and they come back. How does the financial aspect play into that? So I want to leave, but I may not have access to those finances or resources to be able to feel like I can. How do those two things link together?
They link that together drastically. It's as an example, you may not be able to use a car because those car payments are being made by the spouse. And eventually that car is pulled. Same thing with the ability of the spouse. Maybe there's two credit cards, one for the one for each spouse, but one of them has control over that credit card and can cancel the card and really put the person in a position where there's nowhere they can go. They other than going back to wherever the spouse is, the abusing spouse is. And so really it's you know, for us and for Family Haven, it's teaching these folks to learn the skills of maintaining a job, finding a job, giving them the time that they need to develop those skills, and also provide some literacy education for them so they understand the concept of maintaining a budget and understanding you know, what are your expenses on a month-to-month basis, and are you putting enough money to the side so that you can maintain those expenses. But you know, most of these folks are starting from zero, and they have no creditworthiness. They have no way of getting a credit card. And ultimately, many times, a lot of these folks, if it's a very abusive situation, they end up homeless.
Wow.
And on the streets.
Mm. Tell us about Badge, though, because that's an opportunity for employees Forsyth County to get involved, right, and lend a hand. Can you tell us a little bit more
absolutely.
About that?
Absolutely. Yeah, so Badge is a great little program. It was established after we had an incident probably, I guess, maybe 7-8 years ago in which a gentleman went to the courthouse and had started a shooting incident right at the courthouse. There was a bomb scare, and a couple officers were shot in the process. Mm-hmm. And we realized fairly quickly that there wasn't a program in place to help support those deputies and put their lives on the line. The reality is our officers, no matter where they are in the metro Atlanta area, they are not paid enough for the risk that they put through or the risk that they go through every day to keep all of us safe and to provide the services that we as a society need. And so Badge was established from that you know, a gentleman named Billy Howell and Brenda Howell, I think, were really the drivers of that. And we got another gentleman, Rusty Whitlow, in the community. And they really got that process started, the organization started, really started to plug into. Initially, it was the Forsyth County Sheriff's Department. But we've expanded the services we provide to any first responders in the county. And really the purpose of that is, you know, these folks have families, they have kids, may have special medical needs, and the salaries that they're earning, it's a very difficult situation. So we try to go in, we try to help them out, help them with the struggles that they're going through financially, make sure that they're in a good place so that they can come out every day, do the job that we need them to do. And also support their families. These, you know, on the salaries that they have, many times it's difficult to put their kids through college. Mm. So we offer a scholarship program for dependents of these first responders. You know, and of course we go through a big process in which they have to show that they're really interested in expanding their knowledge and getting a higher education. And so we'll go out there and help them out and help those families with their kids.
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. So you guys hosted a fundraiser back last October for Forsyth County Family Haven. So tell us a little bit about that, why you decided to do that, and then how the organization will be able to better serve the community because of your involvement.
Oh, certainly. You know, it is an annual event that Family Haven has every year in October. We call it our Purple Purpose event. And really what it is to highlight the work that they do in the community. We want our contributors and the people that are the business leaders in the community to understand and hear the stories of the people that we go and we help, so they understand. Many of the people that Family Haven provides services to are just like the people next door. It's an interesting thing about domestic violence. It doesn't focus itself in any particular demographic. You know, rich or poor, no matter whatever creed you are, it is a problem that sits in society. And so we certainly highlight one of our clients that we have in there. She tells us her story. Sometimes those people are now contributors of the organization. They've been able to, you know, get past that and put themselves into a better place and learn independence that's required. And so we highlight those folks. And it's also an opportunity for many folks in the community to contribute to the organization. We have a silent auction at the event, a fine dinner, and many dignitaries come out and have someone come out and do a keynote speech related to the services we provide and the stories for the clients that have successfully overcome their challenges they've had with domestic violence.
Wow, sounds like a great event. So yeah, we'll be looking forward to that next October. But
absolutely,
you know, we're talking to nonprofits, and we, you know, we always talk about you can give to nonprofits. You should definitely give to nonprofits. They rely on many times the generosity and support of the community. What should tax filers be reporting on? What should they be thinking about when they have been giving to an organization over the years as it comes to tax time?
Certainly, there's two different types of contributions that can be made. One is through property, and if you are giving property, certainly it's whatever the market value of the property is. Sometimes that could just be household items, and you're giving that to maybe Goodwill or some other local charity that's out there. And sometimes those items you want to make sure you're giving a good value for those items. But other times you may be giving something of significance, like a car or even artwork. And so anything that would be in excess of $500, you certainly want to ask that question from your tax advisor as to whether or not, do I need to get an appraisal for this? That can be very important to make sure you're properly valuing what's being given. And that can be a little bit difficult, particularly if you're giving away collectible items and you usually have to have some sort of coordination from the charitable organization as it relates to that. Of course, the other way to give is through cash, and so you don't have those valuation issues that you need to be concerned with. I think one of the biggest challenges for people nowadays is, and I got to give credit to folks that do continue to give, because the tax laws are a little bit different now. You have a higher standard deduction on your tax returns, and so that creates a higher threshold for you to get deductibility on many of those charitable contributions. And so a lot of times from a purely a tax saving standpoint, we'll advise our clients to clump their charitable contributions together in a particular year. If you're going to clean house and give a lot of household items away, you collect those things together, give a large amount at one time in one specific fiscal year, so you can take full tax advantage of that. But certainly, those are the areas we look at. Now, other things you can look at doing for those that are financially able to do that, look at some of these donor-advised funds, these community foundations that are out there. That allows you to give a lot of money towards charitable causes, but they don't necessarily are given in that all at one time, and you have the opportunity to let those charitable funds grow. Especially in a stock market, which has been growing over the last year, you have an opportunity to be able to give the money to various charitable organizations every year, all the time. Yet you get your tax deduction when you initially give that money to the donor advised fund.
Okay. Well, Chris, all great tips. We thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for your work in volunteering with all of those organizations. They're doing some great work, so appreciate you.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I enjoy every bit of it.
Absolutely.
Very gratifying.
You're listening to The Good Work Show.